Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
So, Wumi and I are very happy to be here. We are equally tired, equally busy, and we're just going to get into it. You ready?
Let's go. You ready,
Wumi? Okay. Oh, my God. Let's go get them.
Come on.
Oh, my God. Bitch, Hov is exhausted, by the way.
I'm sure he is.
No, me. Shea Butter Hov.
Okay. Because this... Y'all, seriously, have you ever met someone who just names herself? Who just does this? Who just continues to give her own names? And then, if you could have seen the way that she just looked at me, like, duh, I'm Hov.
Definitely. Because that's my Clubhouse bio. Shea Butter Hov.
Please shut the fuck up. Ridiculous.
Yeah, definitely. But what's new in business? Well, first of all, you look really pretty. I love when you wear this kind of like naked shit.
Thank you.
It's so gorgeous.
Thank you very much. Can we get into the socks that you've made for me?
Oh, you have Beats by Wumi socks?
Yes.
Oh my God. Look at you. You are just, you know, 40. Would you say 40 is the best year of your life?
40 has been, I mean, you know.
Or one of your favorites?
40 has been a lot better than what I expected. You know, as a young, when you're young, and when I say young, I mean like low 20s, mid early 20s is how normal people say it. When you're in your early 20s, you feel like 30 is old, and then 40 is just like, what are you, what are we even talking about?
Well,
are
you, your life's basically
over. Are you in the bed at 7:30 p.m. Like, but 40 has been fun. It's been enlightening for me. I'm so much more comfortable in myself, with myself. I can feel growth happening in so many different areas of my life. I just feel good. I know that I'm surrounded by the right people because I don't have negative energy around me.
Mm-hmm.
And almost everyone around me is encouraging. And has like good ideas.
Almost everyone has good ideas. Please. I don't even know who you're talking about, but the fact that you were being accurate as fuck, just say, well, not everyone I'm around, but most of them I'm around.
Yes, yes. So I feel good. Mm-hmm. And I feel good because the people that I'm around or the people I have surrounded myself with are also feeling good about themselves and doing great things, and they feel good. So, you know, yes, come on, 40.
That's true.
Everybody else can kiss my ass.
Because even on my worst days, I'm still good.
Yes.
You know, I usually just need like 23 minutes to cry.
I just need naps. I just need someone to feel sorry for me because I'm tired and I have a lot of things to do. And, you know, sometimes I just want like a little baby pat on the back. And then I go by, thank you so much. And then I go about my business again.
Yeah. 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 A pat on the back is important. It is.
What the fuck is this movie?
I don't know. He watches anything.
He watches anything?
Anyway, bitch, I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. Hov is good. Hov is good.
Okay,
she's just tired. Okay. Oh, definitely. Definitely. You know, every time I say who but Hov, I'm talking about myself. If you don't believe in yourself, who will? Whatever.
I'm sorry. Please send help.
Did you listen to Getting Grown today?
No.
I listened for the first time in a minute.
Okay.
Tasha hit me up and she was like, oh my God, they're having this beautiful conversation about friendships and stuff on Getting Grown today. And you know, like I'm in the middle of a office binge or whatever. So I'm like, okay, well, what exact minute does it start at?
Because I don't have time.
I'm not listening to the whole thing because I'm already, while we're on season six, you know, Joe just bought them out. Remember Joe?
Yes. Lady.
Kathy Bates. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
She was so good. She was so good as Joe. But anyway, so I was in the throes of that. But I listened to it and it was so good. It was talking about accountability, self-awareness, and knowing.
In friendships?
Yes. And just like, because her best friend was there. And this girl named Toya. Oh, I'm sorry. Dr. Kia's best friend was like, I'm like, you listen to it or something. Like, oh my God. Dr. Kia's best friend was there. A girl named Toya. I think she's Analog Girl.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And so they were talking and Jade was there. And it was a couple of beautiful things that happened. Like I was crying like right with Kia.
What?
Because Jade said something like, you know, let's pray or something like that. And then Dr. Kia started talking about the beautiful thing about their relationship because Jade isn't a church girl, but she meets her where she is. And so Jade was like, yeah, you guys, like I've prayed before. I've prayed a couple times. If she has something going on, I pray with her. I respect that. That was so beautiful. And then the best friend was talking about how like they had to have, they were talking about how you can offend each other and not know it. But the thing to managing the relationship is owning it and apologizing instead of saying, well, bitch, fuck you. That's how I am. I ain't mean it like that.
You know, I ain't mean it like that. Why would you come at me like that?
Oh my God. We love why would you come at me like that? Why would you come at me like that? But they gave a real life example because Toya was living in New York as well, I guess. And Dr. Kia would come to New York and hang out with like Fran and Jade and Dustin and all of them. And then Toya would see her on Snapchat like, oh, bitch, you in New York and you didn't. And Dr. Key is looking at it like, oh, I just came up there real quick to see them and I came back. So she didn't think anything of it, but it was hurting Toya because she's seeing it on
the internet.
And so then Toya, you know.
Let me tell you something real quick.
All right, now.
Don't even. Let's, please, God.
Bitch, I will never be in high school and post it on the internet.
Don't. It's a problem. And what I also know
I was not at that nail shop.
It was
was not there. Was not me.
Why would I? No, I would no around you and not say anything. I would never. Yeah.
Yeah. And it just didn't even occur to her. And so then they had the conversation and Dr. Kia had to think about it. Like, if Toya came to DC and I find out on the internet.
She had brunch with some bitches.
Yeah. And she was like, you know, we are each other's. She said they both don't have like big families, so they are family to each other. And so she was like, I had to really think about how I would feel if that happened. And so it wasn't even like a hurdle for them because of the open and honest communication and accepting that you may not see how something makes you feel. And then just addressing your own shit, because something else they said in there about how, like, you know, you have to understand yourself well enough. Be aware of yourself and then have friends that understand you well enough to know, like, if you are a wife and you are checking in, talking about your life and stuff, you know, you have to say, I'm in a space where I want to be a wife and mother. So I just have to check out when the conversation goes to this. Like, I don't know who, maybe Dr. Kiel is speaking from her own perspective, but just that thing where if you know you're about to be upset about where the conversation is going because it's going to trigger your thoughts to where you are in your life, let your friends know and then they'll understand why you might pull back in this point in the dialogue or in the chat or whatever. And I was like, damn, like that's some real shit.
That makes a lot of sense.
Because like the easy thing to say is, oh, well, you know, I'm self-aware, so, you know, I'm not going to let it impact me. But that's not true. Things impact human beings. And I think it's likely unhealthy to be like, oh, I don't feel away because that's my girl.
Because we're lying.
Yeah.
That's a lie. I think it's okay to,
even with a great intention, it's a lie.
I think it's okay to feel what you feel.
Mm-hmm.
I think that you also have to, like, you can be in your feelings, but then also think about, is this a real thing? Like, is this something that needs to be addressed? Is this something that I'm going through?
Mm-hmm.
And then once you realize, okay, like this, yeah, this is, I'm not just like, you know, sad today or, you know, in a mood today. This is something that I want to address.
Mm-hmm.
And then move on from there, like address it that way. But I think it's very important to know who you are first, or to have some type of self-awareness. I always want to say fucking awareness. Is that Gerard's fault?
It's Gerard's fault. He put this shit on a post-it on our fridge. But, you know, as we talk about this, I realize that I owe a friend an apology, because every time she goes on a rant about wanting to be married and being upset about various things, I always dismiss it like, no, you don't need all of that. Don't focus on that. That's not really helpful. And I'm thinking about that right now. Yeah, like when I get aggressive with that, that's not really my place to say.
Okay.
You know? So I'm really glad you just said that out loud.
Okay.
Because even with all my crying and hooting and hollering and shit today, I wasn't thinking about how I may be hurting someone else who I think I'm comforting. Like, you don't have to feel less than. Maybe let them sit in that feeling and move forward. But the other thing that I really think, now I'm distracted because she's taking selfies.
I'm trying to, you can still talk. I am still listening.
Selfies are distracting.
To who? I just wanted you to finish choking or whatever the fuck was going on so that you can look up and then finish talking.
I cannot believe I lost my train of thought. I was so proud of my thoughts.
You were, they were beautiful thoughts. You didn't have to stop.
Do you see something happening in your peripheral? Ooh, I'm gonna leave that alone.
No, guess what?
Can we blur that? We got a beep sound or something.
Sarita, while we're on this, can I tell you that what I realized, that if a word is a derivative of vagina, I'm not going to pronounce it properly. That's what I learned today. That's what I learned, and I'm embarrassed about it, but I also have to say it out loud, so that it can never happen again. Because
she said vaginal yesterday, and I said, what?
And then I was like, okay, well, what is it then? And when she said vaginal, and I said, oh, you fucking idiot. You're an idiot. What's wrong with you?
There is nothing more delicious than a know-it-all bitch to speak like multiple languages. To say a word wrong. It's delicious. Oh my God. Oh, smarty pants motherfucker could talk to all the servers in Dominican Republic. You know what I'm saying? Talking about vagina. Oh my God.
She said, what?
But I had to protect you though. I was like, I can't ever walking out in the world.
I appreciate it. I appreciate it. But when I tell you that I have to sit and think about it before this shit comes out, like, what are you really saying, bitch? What are you saying? What are you trying to tell the world? Do you want people to think you're an idiot?
I remember when the strongest time I got corrected, and I was confused about being corrected. I said basil. And Alexa said, what? I said, it's going to be, it's basil in it. And she said, oh my God. Bitch, I was in my 20s. So my whole life I was saying basil. It's basil. Well, I know you know that.
So wait, was it, did you hear someone with a fancy accent say it? Like someone from a different country or something?
I don't think I've ever heard that word. I only read it.
That's the problem with niggas that read. We don't really, we know the word. We can tell you the definition, bitch. Don't ask me to say it out loud.
Don't, please don't. Because a lot of times when people are talking to me, I'm not even listening. So most of my words really are just from reading. Oh, harsh reality. I'm not gonna be able to change that either, because I'm about to be 41. But the other thing I was going to say is self-control is your superpower. The tiara shit, the jump rope, that affirmation also
is fantastic in the terms of self-awareness. I was thinking about all of this when I was listening to that conversation. It was a really, really good conversation. It starts at the 34-minute mark on that episode. But
have they started the birthday, not birthday, the graduations yet?
I wouldn't know.
Okay.
I jumped in at the 34-minute mark. But I know it's getting close to that time. I don't know. I mean, I would sit through it this year because these people, like these virtual graduations, I know they're very disappointed that it's happening again. Oh, he'd love to make noise. He'd love to do it. He'd love to do it. So, but I thought about that because of, you know, like that struggle I was having at work. And I was getting more and more upset. But instead of acting crazy, I just kept talking to you and Al. And I controlled myself. And then lo and behold, the person was sick. And if I would have just wowed the fuck out, I would look like an insensitive asshole.
To a certain degree.
Uh-huh.
Because that information could have been shared a lot earlier. And that's true. You're still missing the information that you need.
Yeah. So, it's true.
So you were given a reason as to why that information is missing.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it's a valid reason, but also why did I have to wait after the deadline to get this information?
I don't know, but I'm looking forward to tomorrow because I'm excited to have a critical conversation and really talk about the importance of not taking what I say as a recommendation or suggestion. Take it as an instruction and then give me feedback if it doesn't work out. But I already know it's for a reason, right? But I think the rub for me is when my instructions are taken as suggestions. I don't know what kind of self-work, I guess we've transitioned into entrepreneurship, but.
I knew this was coming. Why you couldn't just keep talking? Why did you have to announce that this is where we were?
Because this is the difference between me and you. You can listen to a podcast with no fucking structure or agenda. You can listen to people
just to Joe, right? Budden, and
no,
you're going to.
It's a structure, bitch. It's a structure, and he's a psycho. You don't listen, that's right. But he says, like, if somebody changes the subject, he's like, oh, hell of a fucking segue. I guess we transition. Oh, it's a structure.
Okay.
How y'all niggas doing? What's the most important thing? Did any music come out? Then circling back on current events, like, that are secondary, and then tertiary, and then they play their sleepers at the end. That's the structure. And so you can listen to those free-for-all podcasts. I need structure. I need to know when I asked, I said, well, what minute mark is it? Right. I just need to know like where I'm coming in on this because I can't deal with a whole lot of like banter and stuff. With some shows, I guess I should say. Because I guess I deal with banter on ours. Do I? No.
I don't feel like that's banter though.
Well, you know, how are you doing?
Which I thought you cared about.
No, I care about how you're doing, but I'm saying if I wasn't me sitting here, what I want to listen to, how are you doing? Okay. You look pretty today, like all that shit. I would skip right through
it.
Are you
telling me I look pretty today?
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like I already told you. You look like, have I ever told you this? The girl, the woman that plays Tina Turner's older sister.
That's way too.
Do you know who I'm talking about, Sarita? From What's Love Got to Do with It?
I don't remember her older sister.
Or maybe younger?
I barely remember her as a child.
Remember her sister with the bartender? That pretty nice dark-skinned lady. She was in
Yes. I don't know her name, but I know exactly who you're talking about.
Yeah.
I'll find a picture. Carry on. Yes.
But, I don't know what the fuck we were talking about. So let's go into challenges and successes. You have any successes you want to talk about?
Can I talk about the challenges first?
Sure.
The lesson that has been learned from the challenges is that Wu of Beats by Wu needs to slow the fuck down. Thank you. I need that. Thank you. Thank you.
And I smell that. That's mutually beneficial. That was nice.
I need to slow down. Mm-hmm. In the past week, let's say, I have missed some deadlines.
Where?
So I pop up at the Spice Suite and I have regular days, right? Mm-hmm. So my days are, you can bring that over here. Yes. Thank you so much. You're a very kind lady. So I'm at the, my schedule right now is first, second, and fifth Fridays at the Spice Suite.
What?
Right? But I'm like, oh, fifth Friday it only happens, you know, every couple months, probably in the months that have 31 days, I'm sure, you know, this is what I've
told
myself.
You never think it's going to happen when it's actually happening.
Bitch, I was tagged in a post that said, come see, I think it was Bree, come see Sam and Wumi. And I said, hey, where's Wumi supposed to be?
That was very Sherelle. Hey, you gotta hold your face.
I said, wait, this is the second time this lady has tagged me today. I said, is she wearing some beads? That's what I told myself. I was like, oh, she must be wearing beads.
No, bitch, you running her store today.
After the second one, I looked at the fucking, I actually looked at the Instagram post and I was like, bitch, you are supposed to be at work today. At another job, at your other job work. Confused, lost in a daze.
Yeah.
It never even occurred to me that April would have five Fridays in this month. It never even occurred.
We don't keep up with the days and the months.
I think,
like, you do a better job because you sign into a day job, but
I this is when I really appreciated the other Spice Girls who had my back and were like, hey, you're good, don't worry about it, because I was at another job.
Wumi has three careers.
I was at a whole different job. Like, okay, I'm going to do these things and, you know, I have things to handle here. Let me do that. And there was no way I was going to make it at the times that I was supposed to be there. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I was very distraught because, Wumi, how did you miss this, right? And so as I'm beating myself up about that, one of my customers is at the Zen Studio because all of our customers overlap. We all, our people like everything that we do. We like what I'm wearing.
What is it?
This is Bourbon Street. This
okay.
is Bourbon Street.
Oh my God.
It smells good on me.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Please proceed. I was like, if you move your arm again, I'm gonna say something.
Okay, yes, thank you. I love these moments when I find out what I need to just add to the repertoire. Okay, so one of our customers was in the store. And so I heard her talking to her. And so I was like, oh, hey, like, you know, shooting the shit. Like, hey, tell her I said, hey. And then she mentions that she's going out of town in like 12 hours. And I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
I was supposed to deliver something to you for this trip.
Can we please just sidebar and talk about what it was? Or do you want to just keep that?
Okay, we could talk about it.
Okay, I would like to introduce this with, Wumi has an extreme level of motherfucking talent. An extreme level of talent, because on your staycation, bitch, and you were describing the bead skirt.
So this customer, hey, Andrea, she has a tendency. She'll be like, okay, well, what if you make some beads like this and then you add this and then you put it right here? Can you do that? I want that. Can you do that? And what I want to say is no, because what? But then I'm like, well, let me try it. And so far it has worked. So she told me that she wants a skirt. And so I have been putting together a skirt.
Couture.
And we'll see how this goes. I'm excited. I'm ready to see it on her body because we'll see. But yeah, so she was supposed to have it for this trip. And guess what? She's not going to have it on this trip. But she was very much like, oh, girl, please. It's fine. It is okay. Mm-hmm. Don't worry about it. I have plenty of beads already. It's not a big deal.
And she said they have plenty of trips to go on.
And she did say that.
Yes. Listen, people with sense understand and empathize with small businesses. People with sense, people with home training, definitely can empathize with small businesses. She knows how overwhelmed you are. That's why she, like I said, seeing her face through your reaction, she was tortured because she heard you beating yourself up.
Oh,
that's just not the space that she operates in.
Okay.
And this is a big spender.
She is.
So I hope you all caught that. When you wild out and disrespect me over $18, I can't do this. Especially when I've been transparent. I will not be berated over an $18 purchase. But that's reality though, because she's a big spender with all three of us consistently. And she appreciates the gift because she was talking about her husband is an entrepreneur as well. And he was getting on himself about something happened to him that he couldn't control. And people started talking to him crazy. Like he does something in terms of things that you have to install in somebody's house. Mm-hmm. And the customer that he had just before his next appointment had a super old house. So, you know, it took longer because of the wiring and the this and the that. So he hits the follow-up customer like, hey, I need to reschedule or, you know, just push the appointment back. And then they start dragging him about, this is why I don't support small business. Da, da, da. Right. And so, you know, what she was telling me was that she used us as an example of, no, I see how hard entrepreneurs work, especially when they have side hustles and it's just them and this and that. Don't get down on yourself. Like these things will happen and this is how you learn. Because there's no way that he could have known that his first customer was going to have a super old fucking house. Because you don't know that you need to ask that.
Until you come across it.
Yes, bitch, this is the season of you don't know what you don't know. And it's so beautiful to not walk into situations acting like you know everything. I'm so glad I shared that however long ago. I'm so glad I shared that. I walk into every fucking day with, I don't know what this might bring.
I don't know.
I don't know, Willie. You were so mad at me when I said that shit.
I didn't like how you said
don't say my name like
don't
that.
Don't say my name like that.
Crazy bitch.
Don't say my name like that. But yeah, I don't know. I feel like hey everyone, I think that it is okay to say I don't know when you don't know. Say I don't know. But it doesn't end at I don't know. Say I don't know. I will find out. I will ask someone else. I will ask someone who knows.
Here are some recommendations.
Yep. But it's okay to say, I don't know.
Because Christina I'll always remember this one story she told about some teacher. He might've been at Wilson when we were there too, but it was a strange white male teacher. That's what I remember from her description. And she said that he would just say in the class, does anyone have the courage to say, I don't know?
Is that where you got that from?
Yes.
Wow.
Does anyone have the courage to say, I don't know? It's my favorite sentence.
She says it all the time, y'all. I didn't realize that.
And I was like, that's so real. Because there's so much ego and face saving and all of that that comes with engaging other humans. And we feel like it's a sign of weakness to say, I don't know. But, and that was the thing that they drilled in our heads in doctoral study too. It's okay to say you don't know because the whole point of this shit is Googling and researching to see what somebody else thinks about it. Mm. And then you think about what your thoughts are. Once you see both sides of an argument, then you can form an opinion. There's so much stuff that we don't know. So that's really beautiful. Let's talk about, because you brought up the Spice Girls, yesterday was incredible.
It was such a fun day.
It really was. We were drunk all day.
Like all day.
It was like being at an all-inclusive where you just start your day.
And we didn't have to drive. We didn't have to drive. All we had to do was get to the bus on time, and we did that shit.
Hey! I was so pressed not to fucking trip up. I was standing on the sidewalk when she pulled up. I was like, I'm ready. I have all of my things.
When I pulled up, I said, oh, this bitch is really serious. She was legit outside, like she was waiting on the fucking bus.
I wasn't gonna fuck us up. Angel was not gonna fight me.
No one wants that problem.
She let the boundary be known. Hey, if you said yes, show up.
You better be here. Show up on this time.
We are departing at 10.
She didn't even tell us that. She told us 9:30.
Yep, she sure did.
And she was right to do it.
She was right to do it.
Because some of these lovely ladies.
Bitches was running on the bus out of breath at 9:57. Kim Rock was like, bitch was flying down 295.
I bet.
He was exhausted. Bitch,
you made it.
Angel knows us too well. Too well.
She's been dealing with us for too long. She knows what it is. I'm not telling you people the right time.
Oh my God. Yeah, that's very true. I wouldn't do that either. I would not tell us the right time. But we went to, a Black-owned wine tour. Oh, Sarita, this might be of interest to you. Fruits and Roots, have you heard of it? It's a Black woman-owned wine tour that tours wine country in Virginia, like throughout Virginia. And she adds factual information about Black history, slavery in Virginia, all of that. And you tour Black-owned wineries, breweries, and you sip Black-owned beers and wines while you ride.
Nice. That's really nice.
Yeah, it was. I would strongly recommend it. Suspend your wine knowledge and preferences.
I'm sorry. Say that again.
She said,
should we edit this?
No.
Okay.
No. I think that if you, when you're booking, you can say what your preferences are.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that there was a mix of wines because there were so many of us that have different tastes.
You're right.
20 plus women. Who everyone has a different a different taste.
Yeah.
So some of us like sweet wines, some of us do not.
Yeah.
But there was a mix while we were on the tour because,
and there's no shade to sweet wine. Like there's a time and place for everything, dessert, wine, whatever.
See, you see how I said some of us,
but
some of us. We didn't have to go into the details.
Yeah, but like I don't want a mango or a watermelon wine.
How about a chocolate? I did the survey. How about a chocolate?
And
do you want a chocolate?
I did the survey and I said dry white, you know. But it was absolutely lovely. She when you get on the bus, she greets you and she's dressed as a biracial freed slave from the 1700s, right? Her name was Ona something. Ona Judge?
Yes.
Yeah. Like, look at it's you. Like, it's a whole lesson. It was beautifully done. And we were at Delaplaine Vineyard and a winery, whichever it's called, I can't remember. But what she told us, like, they're giving their spiel. And then what she tells us on her microphone is that Delaplaine Mountain, was renamed that, but it was a place where it was like the newly freed slaves were living or something like that. And it was actually originally called Africa Mountain. And when she announced that shit, it even shut the damn...
the hostess.
Yes. She didn't even have nothing for it. And Delaplane, I believe, is Black owned, but it was basically, it was run by white, like the Salamander, where it's Black owned, but it's nothing but white people serving you.
I enjoyed that actually.
Mm-hmm.
A lot. So...
It was lovely. And now we have to go back.
Yes.
Yeah, definitely.
It was beautiful.
Yeah. Beautiful out there. And we also went to Bear Chase Brewery, which is also Black owned. Beautiful, way up the mountain. I had never been up that high. And just what you can look out at as you sit and just drink. It's so nice. And they gave a tour and all of that.
And gave a description of the brewing process. So we were in there with, I don't know what they're called, but the big old metallic contraptions that hold the beverages as they are being made. So, yes.
I'm laughing and shit, but it escapes me as well, bitch. Because when he was talking, I was like, oh my God, I'm ready for another drink. What's going on?
When he was talking, I was like, I didn't sleep enough on the ride from the vineyard to hear.
Yeah.
So, okay, I'm supposed to be paying attention. All right. These are very large metal contraptions.
Let's call them bats.
We can call them a bat. Okay. Yeah. So I was like, oh, we're in this room full of these metal vats. This is great.
And a dog. It was a dog in there too.
Well, I didn't want to mention the dog because I know how you feel about animals.
Very upset he was there.
I had to put my body in the way to save my friend because my friend wanted to just stay. She was going to stay in the room. She was just going to stay in there.
Get this fucking monster out of here.
And the dog was just like, oh, it's people. Hello, people. Hello. Hello, everyone.
Mm-hmm. Nobody asked for a beer dog.
No.
Nobody asked for that at all. But it was absolutely beautiful. It was a beautiful day. It was great energy. And
Everyone was happy.
It was a bunch of exhausted boss bitches that took a day for themselves. That we all deserved. I can't speak for everyone from personal experience, but a lot of these motherfuckers, all your faves were there, and they all work very, very hard all the time.
All the time.
Building empires. And so Angel treated us to a fabulous fucking day. And I hope we do it quarterly.
Thank you. Thank you, Angel. Thank you for that. Because you know what? Everyone was so like giddy and just like, oh, this is so pretty. Let's take pictures. I like you guys. Let's take pictures. Yeah. Can we just have fun? Let's drink together. Cheers. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Here's how you get in the bathroom.
On the bus.
Yeah, it was.
We were on, what did you call it? The King's Dominion bus?
Yeah, it was definitely the King's Dominion bus, bitch. Serena, you know what I'm talking about. Because we rode from Jefferson to King's Dominion on those big ass charter buses. That's what we were on. It was so lovely. It was so lovely. And again, we strongly recommend Fruits and Roots Wine Tours to anybody listening.
Yes.
Because that woman, that auntie, I forget her real name, but she's very serious about her wine. And she loves what she does. Like, I think she was retired and she was watching a show or something. And then it like hit her to start a business called Fruits and Roots. It was something about either wine or Black history. But I love that she is an entity that is making sure that Virginia does not erase us from
history.
The actual history. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And so, cause like my great, great grandfather, he just got, like maybe 10 years ago, we went out there because they just gave him a marker, like a headstone, acknowledging his death.
Was that the ceremony that I went to with you?
Maybe.
Okay.
It was a long time ago, and we were out at a cemetery. Yeah, they were just now acknowledging the Black Confederate soldiers who were only Confederate soldiers because they had to feed their families, and they were super mistreated as they fought to sustain slavery. Like, it's fucking crazy. And then for them to go through all of that and their lives not be acknowledged until just 10 years ago is insane. But that is what Virginia is on hardcore, bitch.
hardcore. So it's beautiful. So shout out to Fruits and Roots. I really love what she's bringing to the world.
Also, where did we, I don't know what we were talking
okay.
about.
Challenges and successes for me. You know, everything's great. We did the price, the rate increase, and I didn't experience any significant drop off. I appreciate that. I am grateful to my supporters and customers, because I wasn't really sure how that was going to go, but I knew that it did have to happen. So it happened and we're good. Challenges is just communication on my part. I have to engage in some critical conversations, like I said, and I'm not afraid to do that. A lot of my Adama training is coming in handy because I always remind myself, even when I feel nervous about what I have to say, I don't owe you kind, I owe you honest. And then that's how you sleep at night. So hurt feelings aside, I mean, hurt feelings or not, the communication has to be clear. And what I new shit I have coming out is MILF. MILF comes out for the boobies Friday.
Can you show us again?
No. It's the wine, bitch. It's hit me hard. I cannot have wine and hydroxycut again. I cannot do it. I cannot do it. You see, I can't even finish my fucking dinner, bitch. I'm just...
Oh, okay. That's
I didn't get to burn it off with no exercise. So,
okay.
So, yeah, but MILF is coming out on Friday. CBD foot cream is coming out. And also, you can't use CBD, right? You're not using it? Okay. But it also grows your hair. So I'm working on a hair cream, like a leave-in conditioner. And you can use the honey in your hair also, but I'm thinking of just adding.
Can I tell you that I've been using the honey in my hair with these braids? Can I, you want me to show you what I do? Can I show you?
Yeah.
Do you mind? Okay. It's my favorite thing to do. Okay.
Look at this. Don't this bitch look 12? Y'all both look amazing with braids.
Y'all thank do. You. I accept. Okay, so look, I do like this.
Oh my God. I need a video.
And then I do it on the edges.
Look at this. This is why every time I post this hoe, 8,000 views minimum. Every time. Look at that. Look at that.
You see the glisten?
Yes, I see the glisten and I know it smells good.
It does.
Oh my God. Okay. You are just,
I love it. Mm. I did this actually on video with Patrice. I was trying to get dressed today because mm-hmm. I told you I've been moving all fucking day. But so we were having our meeting and I was like, I have to get dressed. So anyway, she was like, so wait, you really use the honey in your hair? I said, yes.
Everybody better.
I said, I also use the butter. I said, sometimes, like, especially when I have like my hair out, I will just get some butter and put it on my hands and just rub it through.
You have to.
Because why not?
Your hair loves it. It's so serendipitous that you say this because I just posted this morning about using the butter and shit in your hair. Because it's so good for
it. I do it. Mm. I do.
That's nice. What honey is that?
This is Bourbon Street.
Oh, that's what you have on.
Yes.
Yes. Mm, okay. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, keep that.
Yeah.
But
thank you.
So yeah, we've got that. So we've got the hair growth, the hair serum coming out. I won't promise growth. But I will say that my side shave, I've been personally testing it. Look how it's been growing.
It's so fucking long.
And I'm going to keep growing it out, but I put the CBD oil, the flower power honey on it every day. And there's two ways that it could be working. Like it does that whole thing where it stimulates your scalp, blah, 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 right? But the other thing it also does is reduce stress. And a big thing that makes our hair fall out is stress. And so it's got two ways that it's encouraging and stimulating hair growth. So there's so much beauty in CBD. I cannot believe I slept on it this long. I really can't.
But, you just had to be in the place to actually appreciate it.
And that had the pandemic.
It had to happen at its own time.
Yep.
You couldn't force your way into it because you wouldn't love it as much as you do.
Yeah, I do. Because the foot cream is so nice. I wish you could try that stuff out. Her career is
pretty. Give me
her.
4 years. yay.
Damn. But yeah, the foot cream is coming out as well. That comes out on the 14th because I got to wait to make sure the labels physically show up before I can put it online.
Okay, come on.
But now rebrand is out too. Excuse me.
But yeah, so that's enough entrepreneurship. What's the real life stuff we're talking about?
Okay. Handmaid's Tale.
Okay, first of all, when does the next episode come out? Because
we have Because you know they gave us 3 episodes at once.
Right.
But you know it's just 1 episode a week.
They wouldn't do that.
Are you sure?
Oh my God, I'm so sad. I'm so sad. That shit was so good. Let's discuss it as a family. Sarita, do you feel like talking about it with us?
Sure.
So good.
It was.
I watched the first 2 episodes twice. I wanted to catch what I might have missed, and I'm so glad that I did. And there's some pieces I don't 100% understand still, but it's so good. I just really have to ignore, and tell me if y'all feel this way too. Do you feel like you have to ignore that you know anything about Black history? Because it feels so Harriet Tubman. And I'm like, okay, listen.
It's very
much keep making this woman Harriet Tubman.
Yeah, because she's absolutely using the Underground Railroad. Yes. And like, I get it, but also, you know.
That it makes it weird to watch. So I have to suspend that reality.
Yes.
I'm saying suspend a lot today.
So that you can enjoy the show for what it is.
Yeah.
Like, we can, there's something for you to address people care about.
I don't know what's going on. I'm sorry. I can't believe this is not on silent. I apologize, y'all. I apologize. I'm better than this.
So, okay. It's difficult to if you try to use like actual history while watching the show, and then you're watching these white people, this specifically these white women.
That's hard, man.
It's like, oh.
That's hard.
Oh, y'all been through some shit. Oh, is this difficult for you? Yeah. But I do like this like spin that's happening on the show where they're like, well, you know, June just acts and she doesn't think about repercussions. Mm-hmm. And how it's this season feels like it's going to be, all right, June, you got all this shit wrote. Now what? Bitch. This is what it is now. What are you going to do?
Mm. Bitch, I was so sad when they were on that whore truck, the red one. I was like, I know we're not about to go to the Magdalene compound or whatever. Magdalene colony. Bitch. But they shut that shit down. I loved it. I felt it. I felt excited. Like in my soul, looking at each other.
But how long did that excitement last?
Hey, I'm still excited. It's better to die free than die at their hands.
At least trying to be free.
Especially if you get hit by a train, that's instant, bitch. You're not laying there suffering.
You didn't feel it.
You just out.
You just
and don't. So the last thing that they felt, if we think about it, is
it's joy, like the joy of freedom
and adrenaline. They didn't feel that shit. So that was beautiful. That was so beautiful. But June struggling not to kill Aunt Lydia. I hope Aunt Lydia has a change of heart. I wish that for her.
When we got her backstory, mm-hmm. I was like, oh no, this bitch is for the streets. Like, you can't save her.
Yeah, you can't.
She doesn't want to be saved. The way that she acted, the way that she threw that lady, that nice lady, that single mom who was just trying to make things work for her son or her child. I don't remember if it was a son or a daughter. But the way that Aunt Lydia just felt offended, so she decided to fuck this lady's life up. I said, there's no saving this lady. She doesn't.
You know what? I'm sorry.
Yeah, like she does not care about individuals. She cares about herself. She's a white lady. She's an older white woman. So she is operating in that space of what makes me uncomfortable has to go.
It hurts to see that, because that really is the reality. It really is the reality. It's not all of them.
But it's hard. It's hard for me to understand what Lydia worships. Is it the white man? Is it Jesus? I don't know where. Ooh,
like which, is she a pick me?
Oh, she's a pick me. She's a pick. Okay, wait. So remember when? Was it? Was it the first episode where she was in front of that like panel of fucking men?
Mm-hmm.
And one of the men said something that offended her. Like you saw her kind of shift in her seat. Right.
We thought it offended her.
Well, it offended her, but not in the way that we thought.
Yes. Yes.
So we thought it offended her. Like, first of all, don't talk about women like this, but no, she was like, no, my girls are good, except for this one. Right. This one is the problem. Mm-hmm. So let me fix that one.
Oh, the first episode of this season.
Yes. Yeah.
You guys have left me in the dust. I'm with us now.
Oh, but yeah, so yeah, there's no saving her. That lady, she just has to die. That's it. And she feels, I think that she feels offended that her girl June, like, you know, or, you know, mm-hmm. she doesn't call her June, but mm-hmm. That this person who she like raised up supposedly or whatever.
She pledged her.
Thank you. Yes, mm-hmm. she did. But she's been doing everything opposite of what they want. Mm-hmm. So she's like, oh no, I have to make this right. But not because, you know, like women's rights or, you know, women should be treated like human beings. Not because of that, but just because these men gave me an assignment.
Can we talk about the daughter, Hannah?
Ooh.
That was heartbreaking.
I mean, all the kids for real.
Yeah.
Yes, because that little boy was like,
"Yeah,
I don't want this food. What is this?"
That shit is crazy.
But it felt like, okay, what was her name? I don't know that lady's name. The Martha who was in the house with
Rita.
Is that her name, Rita?
You talking about the black one?
Yeah. Mm. She misses it too. Yeah. Did y'all get that feeling, or is that just me?
That's interesting.
I didn't, but I'll pay attention.
I feel not in that she wants to be in a position where she can't control anything.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that she had gotten so used to that life.
Yeah. You know what I got? It's like someone was released from jail. You're happy, you're free, but like, where do you belong now?
How do you operate after mm-hmm. this? What does freedom feel like?
Right.
What does it look like every day? Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, she was sad to watch.
Because even when she was speaking to that crowd of people,
mm-hmm.
she was uncomfortable. She was like, okay, I'm going to say the right thing. Thank you so much to June. She freed us. She really cares.
Where are the handmaids?
Oh.
I'm going to ask you again.
Bitch. That torture session.
Oh my God. Oh my, you know, I could not even look. I had to turn it down. When I saw they had her fingers, I was like, I don't even want to hear the sound. I can't deal with like fingernail stuff.
That entire situation.
Oh. And the fact that they could do it with no conscience. They can thank God for this ceremony they have to perform.
That man, he punched her in the fucking torso.
That shit was crazy. It's a good ass show. Again, if you suspend all knowledge of Black history and culture and slavery, you could really enjoy this show. It would be super innovative. So yeah, my only struggle is, wait, what? I don't know what that is.
Listen,
that's a Doberman Pharaoh. I can't.
This looks like some shit that you watch.
Yeah, and I probably should be watching it, but I'll watch it another time. So what else is on the docket? Where the fuck is This Is Us? What are they doing? Are they on hiatus again? Who approved that?
I think the season is over. Is the season over?
It can't.
I'm not sure. I know a lot of shows have taken breaks this week, so I'm not sure.
These niggas are 2 weeks behind. They left us with Brotherly Love. That was a fantastic episode. Did we discuss it on here?
I don't think we did.
You guys, that episode was so good because every time you think, oh, they just gonna do a little bit, like they gonna let Kevin get away with it like that. No, that shit really got to the root of some things that I think offered some discussion points and some real self-reflection for a lot of people. Because there's a lot of people that are Kevins and don't know it.
You're 100% correct.
But you have more experience in that world on a daily basis.
Yeah, these the people who feel like I'm saying the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, okay, what's under that? What is the rest? What is how you really feel? What is how you really feel? And this is not even about assigning blame, but if we can talk about how you really feel, we can get you to a better place. Mm-hmm. If you honestly want to be in a better place, but I need to know how you honestly feel. Don't tell me what you think sounds good.
Right.
Because what you think sounds good, I can see through. And I want to respect you. I want to
respect this dialogue.
I want to continue caring about you. Mm-hmm. So just be honest. I operate in a place from, we have to start in honesty, right?
Mm-hmm.
What is this? What is it? And then let me figure out if it's something I can deal with or not.
I think there's culturally, socially in general, there's so much discomfort with just ripping the Band-Aid off for fear of what's on the other side. And there's not enough conversation about how easy it is on the other
side. How?
Do you want to situate your breasts? Just take a second and do what you need to do.
No, okay, so it's difficult for me. Well, not difficult, but I was raised in a completely different way from that.
Yes, you were.
So the people that I was raised by don't give a fuck about your feelings.
Mm-hmm. As a family, they
don't give a single, like, not even.
I've been laughed at in my face when I came to observe Ron Dawn. I came on Wumi's behalf because she was on some military shit. And I said, hey, I'll be the Wumi today. I'll be there to do this with you guys. I love y'all so much. I got clown-like shit at that table. I ate the food wrong.
I mean, if it tasted good to you, that's all that
It really matters. Did, and that's all that mattered that's to me. Was really so matters. I can still taste it. That's what she said.
Okay.
But no, really. Mm. She says every flavor.
Yes, because the flavors are layered.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. So, yeah, so that's the thing. I'm used to
direct communication.
Mm-hmm. I am telling you exactly what it is. So I think that's why I get confused at when people like talk around things. And I've learned to I understand that some people need that. I have tried to I have tried to fill that space in that way. It does not come naturally. It's an absolute effort. And I don't know that I actually make it all the way through in that. But the point is,
May I share where you demonstrate value?
Thank you, please.
You demonstrate value because you have so many Black American, we're gonna call it what it is. Africans are super fucking direct with no fucking man. They don't give a fuck about manners. They give a fuck about honesty. You need to know what you weigh. You need to know whether or not you're married. You need to know it all. It's what it is. But you have so many Black American friends, and we are all, I have not yet met an African American friend who has not been raised in an environment of passive aggression.
Okay.
And a way to communicate things, except for Gerard. Gerard is definitely the exception.
He definitely is.
He does not carry any of that. But the art of passive aggression and how ladies are supposed to communicate to each other, and even men. This is why so many men are cowards and ghosts, because of that
you know, socially acceptable behavior, which you shouldn't say, blah, blah, blah. You demonstrate value because you always bridge that gap. Even if it takes a second to adjust to what you say, you'll always say, like, well, hold up, what are you really saying? What you're really saying is this, right? Okay, so just, this is what she's saying to you. And it, but it's not a bad thing. It's actually a breath of fresh air, because the dance that we do around each other as Black Americans, and, you know, don't fight me if you don't agree. I don't give a shit. I'm just talking about my experiences. But the dances that we do around each other, like, I have gotten so much more comfortable at 40 with having direct conversations with friends, because it took me this long to realize that living in my truth is what matters and not being socially acceptable. But that was beat into my head from being very young. And that's why I used to be so embarrassed about being awkward and, you know, socially just not there. I would be embarrassed about it and ashamed, because I was raised, you have to behave this way, you have to engage people this way, you have to do this, you have to do that. And a lot of it was about not being your authentic self for social acceptance, not self-acceptance. It's the opposite of that. But yeah, so it's refreshing to have you in various circles for that reason.
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. This conversation is all over the place, bitch. But I feel like there's so many healthy things being said.
I think you're right.
Thanks.
Yeah. I honestly, I think that this is part of why people listen to us, because we give a different level of
authenticity.
That's it.
Yeah.
So our friendship is genuine and true, but it's also not easy. Right? Or it wasn't easy getting here, but we're here.
Yeah.
And we're staying here.
Probably. We're probably going to do it. Fucking around.
I'll kill her. I will kill her.
No, I'm just fucking around. But no, that was a lot of my boo-hooing with the Get and Grown episode. Because it was so much that they were being so authentic in that conversation about, like, the things that you have to really think about in yourself and who you are. And I know sometimes I get on your nerves with the, I can be overly critical of myself. I know that. I'm aware of it. I'm in a season right now of anxiety. And you know how you have to think about, like, who the voice is when you have those critical thoughts and stuff?
Who is this that I have told myself is talking to me like,
yeah,
this?
But you know who mine has been recently? Me.
Your own voice?
It's been me. It's been me from when I first became self-aware. And I criticize myself so much from that space. And I'm still working through what that's saying to me. Because even how hard I was on myself about wearing rain boots and it didn't rain, I was really hard on myself about that. Like,
you were, and I was like, it's okay.
Why did you wear the wrong shoes? Why did you do, like, I don't even know why. But I had to really sit and think, like, okay, what's happening here that has shaken you to your core like this, where the negative thoughts and the critical thoughts that you have are coming from your own voice? And I think what really rocked me was the numbers. I think that really shook me. And so what I have to do every day is pay super close attention to what I'm saying to myself, why I'm saying it to myself. The Office is on replay because I can't watch, like, BoJack in this space, because I will spin out in a negative way. The Office, I know, keeps me happy and soothes my anxiety as opposed to feeding it. And so I just have to keep shit happening around me that's positive so that, I can get out of my head. Because even though on the surface, I think I forgave myself for those mistakes, in the back of my mind, I think I'm still replaying, but you already knew you were supposed to do that.
Are you writing this down? Are you, like, taking notes about this?
Not really.
Have you ever journaled? Like, is that something that you have done for yourself?
I used to do it a lot, but this year I haven't done it much at all. Maybe sporadic things that come to my mind, and I'll do, like, a different like a new note in my notes app, but not like real journaling.
This sounds like you might need to write it down, like with your hands, not even type it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, write it out and see how that helps you at all, especially when you're able to go back and read it and say, okay, this is where I was on this day. And then like 4 days from there, this is where I was, you know, that might help you a little bit.
Yeah. You know what else I think will help? When I just become a millionaire and can really take space, because I take on so much stress at work and I'm working to offload that stress, but that transition is proving to be stressful for me. And I think another piece of me beating myself up is when things fall through the cracks that I try to prevent. Somehow I go back to myself of, well, this is what you should have done differently, blah, blah, blah. But it's a lot of stuff that you don't see coming, or the most you can do is say, hey, this is coming.
I have a question.
Yes.
Do you feel like having, like if you reach a certain amount of money in your bank account, do you feel like that's going to stop this mental process that you have?
Oh, well, yeah. Okay, so I have a goal. I'm not doing this forever.
Right.
So I have a financial goal with this, and then to get it like off, get the training wheels off, and it can do its own thing. Mm-hmm. And then I can spend my time enjoying leisure and like my philanthropic interests. So I'm just trying to get to that place so I can offload this.
Do you feel like that's really going to happen?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm already ready to not do it.
Okay. Okay.
I feel like this is something that I enjoy, something I want to bring into the world, but it's not something I want to work for anymore. It's time to transition it to working for me. And so once I get like a certain amount of staff, revenue, and just having it be a well-oiled machine on its own. That's the whole goal of this, like the shit with the thumbprint and everything, is to get it to be a well-oiled machine. So there's an option to check into it. It's still bringing value to the world, but I can bring value to the world and to myself in other ways.
So I guess my question is, even if, when you shift from Zen and Ajahn,
mm-hmm.
there's going to be something else. I don't feel like you are the kind of person who will just, your brain moves too much.
Mm-hmm.
Your brain moves too much. So when it's not Zen Ajahn, it's going to be something else. If you're teaching as a professor, even if it's just a random class here and there, you're going to throw yourself into that class,
mm-hmm.
and try to make it the best fucking class that anyone has ever participated in. Like it's your nature.
Mm-hmm.
It's your nature.
Well, the next thing I intend to take on is adoption.
Mm.
And so I'm really trying to get this shit up and running so I can really focus my resources on adoption. Because I don't just want to adopt one child, but I want several that are
like Josephine older. Baker.
She did that?
Mm-hmm.
I did not know she did that. I only knew her sexy stuff. Oh my God. Okay, I mean, I'll Google it tonight. You just put me on. But yeah, I want to adopt several children that are older in the system and invest resources in giving them the best life and love that they may be thinking about right now and think that it won't happen for them.
Mm.
That is my goal. And I think about them all the time.
Look at you. Oh.
I do. I do. I think about whether or not, you know, that child is sad or feels like, is this what my life is gonna be, et cetera. So I've been doing my research and stuff because I wanna get the ball rolling on that. And it would just be really nice to be a multimillionaire.
while doing it.
Yeah, and just welcome the child and just show them love, and they're going to need therapy and all these different things. And
you're going to have the processes in place.
Yeah, yeah, and the resources. It's going to be an adjustment, but it would be so good to help someone who has to, who may feel they have to grow up. Who needs
the help. Mm-hmm. And can benefit from the help.
Definitely. Because it, in some ways, it feels like I'm continuing my dad's work because of how he would not like leave the school system because it was so fucking crazy. It was atrocious, right? But he couldn't part with them because he was like, well, who's going to care about these kids if I leave and go to Loudoun County or Fauquier or whatever? So that's my ultimate goal. It is. How do we get here?
How did you get here? I don't know.
So if anyone listening has like adoption resources and shit like that, please feel free to send them to us because I'm definitely seeking that information as I build up my business. That is my next step for sure. Oh. Who else is on the agenda?
Ben Affleck. And J-Lo.
Oh my God. I'm not even mad at that though. I'm not.
What is your take on that?
I haven't read anything about it, but I always thought they were so cute.
Oh God.
Like Jenny from the Block. From that video? Jenny from the Block is one of my favorite songs.
Oh God. Okay. I knew it was the fucking video.
It was one of her greatest eras.
Is this shit not looking good? It's not.
It's not. It's okay. Some, yeah, if your butt hits it, that's why I just sit over here all the time. Because my butt used to knock it out the wall every time.
Oh, my bed is so big. It can knock stuff off the wall. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay, so I guess the real issue, the real reason that people have opinions about this relationship is because she's going back to someone from her past. How do you feel about revisiting exes?
I don't give a shit.
Okay.
I mean, to me, they're all dead. All my exes have died.
Not in real life.
But some people's exes are still alive. I know yours are. She loves exes. They're all like best friends. They can go get a beer. Like, it's the weirdest shit.
I mean,
I just be like, he's still with us?
Every time.
Any ex I have has been blocked. Like, it's not even like they had to do me dirty. If we're not together, you die. I don't need to see what's going on in your life. I don't care that your niece is 12. You know what I'm saying? And you shouldn't care that mine is 12.
Whereas I'm just like, okay, well, you know, I hope everything is great. I enjoyed drinking with you. Let's go drink. Don't touch me in this way. But we can go hang out.
And then
out.
She never understands why her exes will still try to fuck her. Like, I never get it. Every time she does this.
I'm like, oh my God, can you believe that this motherfucker said this to me?
We're friends. Bitch, he's not your friend. Stop being 11. God, it's so frustrating. Please, you can always tell a sheltered bitch.
Oh. Whereas I'm just like, I mean, we moved past this, right? We moved past it. That was back then. We're not doing that anymore, right?
Does not miss your friendship. Please join us adults in the real world. Please. I know Tasha is cackling at
this. He might miss our friendship.
No, nobody misses your friendship that fucked you before.
Oh my
God. I'm sorry to just tell you, Santa is not real. This is happening. You're 40 years old and learning this. I'm sorry to do this to you.
Please, there is someone that is listening to this that feels like I feel like, no, we can still be okay.
Mm-hmm. That shit is crazy. Just think about your circle. Think about your immediate circle. How many of your friends in your immediate circle, immediate of two,
yeah, but y'all are mean.
Are friends with their exes.
But y'all are mean. Y'all, you know, because everyone likes to tell me that I'm mean. And I'm like, you know, I'll take that. I don't care. Right? But y'all are mean.
That's
y'all...
what she said.
I'll take that. I don't care. But I'm just like, no, it's okay. Hey, how you doing? What's going on? Oh, you want to get a drink? Let's go get a drink. But also, how's your girlfriend? Because I saw that you you had a couple posts about that lady. She seems like a nice lady. Mm-hmm. So you know, keep that over there.
I didn't post anybody. What are you talking about? That's what they do.
Yeah. Well, they'd be like, why are you bringing up?
Oh.
And that's when I'm like,
why are you bringing up current shit?
Well, go ahead and give me this other drink and these wings. And then
yeah,
I'll see you in like, you know, 6 months or so.
She likes that. I don't get it.
Well, all right. There's something else to ponder on. So J-Lo and this man are supposedly together.
I mean, J-Lo has had like 13 husbands. It doesn't matter. She loves who she loves. She's like $1 million. Enjoy her life.
Let her do what makes
Ben Affleck, you know, he has been trying to make life work and it has been falling apart for him left and right. But yeah. I hope he doesn't burn up all her money gambling and shit.
Excuse me. Well, I mean, I don't think she'll give him access to her money.
I'm sure that's a very smart woman.
Yeah, she looks way too good, and she's been through that was rude. She has been with a lot of very, very wealthy men, and I feel like she's learned some lessons in it.
Yeah, but I feel like sometimes I watch people get in relationships, and I feel like when they break up, like, you didn't know this wasn't going to work out. But Alex Rodriguez, she had to have known that wasn't going to work. Anyone with the internet knows that wasn't going to work out.
Well, you don't really know. You don't really know. Because what you like to say, what Wumi likes to say is, maybe you have grown up, like you're an adult, right?
You are a benefit of the doubt ass bitch. You're accurate with that. Definitely. Definitely.
Well, yeah, I'm like, well, maybe, because it's a maybe. Like,
just because you might grow doesn't mean people around you will grow.
I mean, that's what,
especially not men,
has been evident, because some of these people, I'm like, oh, you really, oh,
you're still there. It's still 98 for you. I got it.
Okay, that was a very long time ago, but all right. Yeah. Did you see that? Bill Gates and his wife are divorcing?
No, but that makes sense. I mean, Bezos, they split. So.
Before he died, yeah. Oh, no, Bezos is still here. Who's the one that died?
Who died? Did Bill Gates die?
The Apple one.
Wozniak.
No. The one who was always in a black turtleneck.
So what you're telling me, this is bad, but fuck it, I don't care. Bill Gates is not black turtleneck.
No.
Okay. And Steve Wozniak is also not black turtleneck. He's second runner up.
I mean, you talking about Steve Jobs.
Jobs.
Oh my God. Okay. Who's Steve Wozniak?
Wozniak is who Kathy Griffin used to date. He's also very rich. Very the fuck rich.
Steve Wozniak is who Kathy Griffin used to date.
Yes.
Did he wear a black turtleneck?
No.
Oh God.
I don't think his neck was. I don't think a turtleneck would have done his neck.
Why? Justice. I just did that on a podcast. That was very honest. Okay. Great. I'm sorry that they're breaking up, but everybody's rich.
Everyone is rich.
They're both like, super rich. Like,
so wait, y'all really just steady? You rich motherfuckers really got problems?
How do you,
I feel like you have enough money that you don't have to speak to this person anymore. Right? So you could just be like, I don't live here. I don't live here anymore. I'm going to take these couple billion right here and go start a new country. And everything is fine.
I'm not leaving. Sacral.
It could have been the pandemic.
Sarita, these motherfuckers have houses, like the places you're that right. They live. Like their own quarters are someone's house. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like my bedroom is someone else's living room and kitchen and bedroom and bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So during this pandemic, when you're home, you're not out or whatever. Also, you could just get on a fucking plane because you have your own plane. You probably have like 14 jets.
Mm-hmm. Tuesday jet.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So what the fuck is going on? Honestly, I promise you, I just want someone to give me the amount of money. A small amount of what seems like a small amount of money to them. Give me that money so I can figure out what you rich people problems are. What are the problems that y'all have as rich? What are your issues?
The landscaper never arrives on time.
So infidelity
is, I don't know. No, okay, let's be very serious about this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When you have millions of dollars, and I'm saying millions because I'm not even talking about I'm not talking about this couple specifically, because they have billions of dollars at their disposal. Mm-hmm. But when you have millions of dollars at your disposal, are you really concerned? Are you even together because you feel like this person is only in love with you or only wants to be with you?
First of all, Kevin Samuels said that high value men deserve to cheat, but I'm not even rocking with that. But listen,
did you just say that out loud?
He said it, not me.
Oh God,
but
dregs.
Oh, he's the dregs.
Dregs.
He's the dregs. Like, I had enough of going all the way down the rabbit hole with him. He has some funny stuff, some good points.
But, 2 weeks ago, you left him, man.
No, but I told you then that I didn't think he was that intelligent when he started talking about how men didn't need women because they could have the brothel following them in wartime and didn't realize that those are still women.
Fucking
so, yeah, man. He's got his own damage and shit, right? But, bitch, who is that comedian? I can think of his name. I could do this. He's really funny. And he had a show that was like one or two seasons on NBC. But he had that
Carmichael.
Oh!
Gerard Carmichael. We work very well together. God. We are a team, bitch.
That's it. Door. He's doing the garbage. Okay. But, bitch, he had that bit on his stand-up special about how, like, if he was married to Beyonce and how he might let Beyonce cheat on him. He's like, what if he was married to Beyonce and she's just like sitting there at breakfast eating her eggs like, fuck you, nigga, I'm cheating on you. You gonna leave Beyonce?
What are you doing? What are you going to do?
Did you ever see that shit?
I did.
It was so funny to me.
I really do. He's very funny. Also, but honestly, I'm like, he's funny, but I don't know that I want to deal with him.
Oh, you would never. Like, you would never.
It wouldn't work if we were like trying to be in a relationship. Mm-mm. I'd be done. Nigga, I will.
He's got too many opinions, first of all. I can't handle an opinionated ass man like that.
I will burn this shit to the ground.
Like Michael Scott said, we will burn Utica to the ground. If you have a hair on Stanley's head, we will burn Utica to the ground, bitch. Don't you fucking do it.
No, but I feel like that's
when I saw your candle, oh, this, all I thought was people burn Utica to the ground.
I got so many responses to that fucking post. Mm-hmm. So many people like, wait, hold on, are you crazy for real? Also, I got a lot of yes, this is absolutely correct. I'm still in this. I'm posting this. And I'm like, well, you know, yeah.
I wanted to comment on it, but I was busy dying for the COVID vaccine. Serena almost died, bitch. Friday and Saturday were the worst days of my life.
It's okay. You were dying.
The worst days of my life. That shit hurt worse than when I had real COVID. It was so bad.
This bitch said real COVID, guys.
I mean, I feel like, isn't that like a synthetic COVID? I don't know. I'm not that kind of doctor. I don't know that stuff. What is it on the news?
This nigga said, I'm not that kind of doctor. Let me put my body wash in this fucking bag. This is going for me, huh? Beautiful label and all. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
But yeah, that shit put me on my ass for me. I was really hurt. Well, you saw me yesterday. I was not myself.
You were better. Before yesterday. You were better.
Mm-hmm. On Sunday?
I asked your husband, I said, Mr. Al, how is your wife? Is she all right? What is going on?
He told me you texted him asking for the truth. And I was like, I saw her how I feel. He was like, well, you know, sometimes when he checks in with me because he wants to know what's really going on with you. I was like, all right. That's fine. Have your own relationship. It's fine.
Yes. Me and Mr. Al have our own relationship. That's what you get for putting us together.
I'm glad, bitch. It could be worse. Niggas whose best friends and husbands do not get along. That's personal hell.
She loves us so much because she'll be like, oh, I didn't feel like being bothered today anyway. Mm-hmm. So you motherfuckers go and watch whatever the fuck y'all feel like watching. Talk whatever sports shit.
These niggas love Redskins and Grease. I'm sorry, we don't say Redskins anymore. But when they first became close, Redskins was still a thing that we could say.
We used to go and watch the game. We went and watched the game together. I left a date to go watch the game with Mr. L. And that motherfucker was on my phone like, excuse me, I thought we was... No, we're not. I'm watching this with somebody else that means more to me than you do. So now what?
Yes. The way y'all love sports in Greece is insane. Musicals are stupid. But I'm glad you guys enjoy that together.
What about
another stupid musical? Dream Girls was the worst. Beyonce played the shit out of me.
But Dream Girls is on, I think it's on HBO Max. And I was like, shit, I'm watching.
You should not. Because Beyonce lied to me.
She didn't lie to you.
She did. She was like,
Beyonce has never lied to you when it comes to acting. She's never lied.
She has lied about how much their role meant to her. Because she was like, yeah, you know, I wrote songs and I was inspired. No, you were not. You were not inspired by this role.
That was her lost your mind era. That was lost your mind, you ring your alarm. That motherfucker been cheating on her the whole time.
He always been trash. He knew it.
And now when he grew these 14 locks on his head, now he's like, oh, I'm really faithful.
Of course, isn't everybody faithful
when their penis stops working? Yes. So you just gotta go soft. For you to be like, you're right. I really do love my wife.
Yeah.
Why do we don't have
Because you're now that. Embarrassed to fuck 26-year-olds.
That's really what it is, Joe Budden.
Joe Budden, you know, he be on a podcast talking about his pills. He was like, sometimes he like to roll the dice and take the pill like early in the day and just see what happens. And then he was like, yeah, you know what? Sometimes I just start out and then I'll take the pill, right? And then I'll just tell him like, see how hard you got me? Like, wow, they already into it when the pill kicks in. I love that he doesn't pretend to have great sex. I love that he knows that he's got mediocre old man sex with pills as an accessory. But bitch, Rory and Maul came back.
I haven't listened to that episode because I am interested in listening to that episode. I want to know what
and
the
you
fuck.
Did not ask you like a week ago, right? Well, Sarita probably listened to it.
I mean, I don't care enough.
Sarita, did you listen to it?
Oh, God!
Sarita's not going to listen to it. She's not going to do it.
But it was so good because, I mean, it was a parallel of today's episode of our friendship because the shit got wild with Joe, Rory, and Maul. But Joe's main issue, when they really started yelling about it, he was like,
on that episode they were yelling?
He was like, fuck Rory. You my man. And you sided with Rory. And Maul was like, hey,
shit.
You did some wild shit. It was wrong. He was like, but you sided with Rory. You riding with him? We live together. We've been friends this long. And I was like, I'm Joe Budden.
No, you definitely are. You 100%.
He was so mad. He couldn't even see how fucked up he was.
It didn't
Maul was like, hey, me and you didn't have a problem until you told me this show was none of my business. You remember saying that to me? Do you think you should have said that to me? Yes. Joe is wild. And so he said,
Am I Maul?
You're not
Maul. I'm not anyone on that show.
You're not anyone.
I'm not anyone.
when Joe started yelling, I said, this shit. I said, Joe has been talking about all this other shit this whole time.
You are definitely Joe.
But at the end of the day, he is screaming about, I was your friend. You said
what? What is? What do you? Oh, and God, what is like, the fuck? What is the fuck you call? What do you call it? What the fuck do you call it? Pick a side. This hoe is 100%.
Pick a team.
That's it.
Pick a team.
And I'll be like, what the fuck? What is the team, bitch? What is the team?
That shit was so funny because Maul was like, mm-hmm. But again, me and you was good. Until you told me this show was none of my, because Maul's whole thing, so the breakup was, for those that don't listen, for the uninitiated,
okay,
in this toxic ass podcast.
All right.
Joe, Rory, and Maul have built something great together for 7 years.
Has it been that long?
Yes. And there were like other hosts and all that, but they found their groove together and the show was really great with the three of them, like the three different dynamics, whatever.
For the people that care about them. For the people care that care about them, it was really great. Okay. Uh-huh.
They split up because Rory and Joe had a really nasty dynamic back and forth for a few episodes, and it would make it difficult to listen to.
And it was nasty, nasty. It wasn't like...
They were beefing.
It was, okay.
It was not playful. Mm-hmm. It would just get like, ooh, y'all need to talk about this. Like, why are you on the show doing this? Because the one episode that got Joe's attention was, even though Joe never paid attention to the fact that it was bad before that, and he said stuff too, but there was this one episode where Joe was like, hey, man, I don't like to get into it with my friends like that. Like, I don't want to throw hands with you or nothing. And then Rory said, like, well, what if we're not even friends? That hurt Joe's feelings. And so he texted Rory and was like,
my nigga,
hey, take a few pods off. And then he hit Maul, and us, okay, so Rory was like, all right, you know, he's doing that. And then he hits Maul, like, hey, I told Rory to take a few pods off. Oh, no, Rory said, what's going on? And then instead of responding to him, Joe did the exclamation point on take a few pods off. So Rory screenshots it. And sends it to Maul, like, hey, like, this is what your man just said. And so Joe calls Maul, like, hey, Maul, I just told Rory, like, take a few pods off. And so Maul was like,
is that what you said?
You did.
Oh, that's what happened?
And so they talked face-to-face about it. And Maul was, they were about to record for that following Tuesday. And Maul was like, hey, like, why would you do that shit? We need to talk about that as a team, like, as a group. You and Tawu and Rory can work y'all shit out or whatever, but it impacts all three of us. So how do you just make that call to say Rory needs to take off? Like, how do you tell that man not to come to work? And so Joe's response was, hey, nigga, what goes on with this podcast is none of your business. And so Maul goes, you know, well, fuck you. I'm out. I'm not doing it either. And so that's how they split.
Wait, they, that's where they come and came in.
Yep.
Hey, yo, your friend Joe is out of fucking line.
That's a wild nigga. He's a wild nigga for real. So then Maul leaves. They don't record together. Joe records and calls his two other friends. And that so Ish and Ice come and that they
same
do that.
Day?
Girl, I guess. Because the episode came out on time. So, and then Ish and Ice might have already been hanging out there. I don't really know. But those guys are there. Parks is the fourth. He's like the D mic on the show. And they record at his house. So he was already there. And Parks's position was,
I don't know.
Joe is very fucking wild, but also you guys, we're responsible for like 30 other people getting paid. So we have to keep recording the show. Parks is more neutral. Like there's, you know, the sound guy, the this guy, the that, they have to get paid still. So we need to keep going with the show. So Joe calls his other friends and Rory and Maul are like, you know, man, fuck this. And so Maul's disgusted. Maul's so upset, he unfollows Joe. And so Joe asked him when they were doing this in real time.
Oh God.
He gave them the floor. And so he was like, why'd you unfollow me? And he was like, because that shit you was doing was nasty, man. You just posted pictures of other niggas in me and Rory's chair. Like, I'm not watching that nasty shit.
Come on, Maul. I don't care about you, Maul. But
it also made me really respect Maul because he did not back down to Joe. Like Rory was kind of pandering a little bit. But because I can tell Rory just like really
missed it.
He wants to be in that spotlight. He wants to be close to Joe, but they had issues. But Maul was like, hey, nigga, I'm gonna be real. You are like, nigga. Because he was like, hey, all my niggas, I don't care how hard I fuck with you. I'm gonna always be honest with you. I'm gonna tell you when you're wrong. And you was wrong for telling Rory not to come to work. You was wrong for that. You should have never done that. It was crazy. And so that's where Joe couldn't even like use any of his excuses anymore. And he was like, you know what? We used to live together.
Fuck
Rory.
Fuck the back.
I saw you riding with Rory. And I'm like, oh, you riding with Rory now?
Yeah, because that, let me tell you something. This hoe right here would 100% be on that track. Like, excuse me. No, this is what I'm upset about.
Me.
This is what I'm upset about. Why are you talking about that other shit? I'm talking about this right here.
I don't give a fuck what I said 20 minutes ago. That shit was so funny to me because it was so real and raw. He could not even control himself. He was, I can't believe you fucking riding with Rory out here. And he was like, I'm not riding for Rory. I'm riding for the show. Our chemistry has been fucked up. And instead of fixing that, you put two other niggas on the show and put them in our chairs. I'm not fucking with that. You was wrong for that.
Okay. All right, Maul. I might be all right with you.
Yeah, that's what I was telling Desi. I was like, I really fuck with Maul. Because he stood up for himself and his principles. Mm. And that concludes our summary of the Joe Budden podcast beef. Thank you all for listening.
Did you see that picture of Will Smith? Mm-mm. Will Smith posted a picture of himself and said, I'm out of shape. This is the most out of shape I've been. It didn't feel out of shape to me. But I mean, maybe for like a famous person. Mm-hmm. But
the only Will Smith picture I saw recently was the Michael B. Jordan and Lori Harvey, because Michael B. Jordan is Will Smith now, but that's not bad.
It's not.
Is he owning his dad bod?
Yes. Aww. This is the body that carried me through an entire pandemic.
Oh, Will Smith is adorable.
And countless days grazing through the pantry.
He is adorable.
I love this body, but I want to feel better. No more midnight muffins. This is it.
He's adorable.
I'm
going to
get in the best shape of my life. Teaming up with the YouTube with YouTube to get my health and wellness back on track. Hope it works.
I like his boy shorts. Oh man.
But this was the post. I'm gonna be real with y'all. I'm in the worst shape of my life. No, but you know the funniest part is that people kept tagging Kev on stage.
Why they doing him like that?
People kept tagging Kev on stage. Oh, wait. Oh.
Could you hear us? Okay. We just realized the 10% battery thing has been on for a second. We were looking at Rory's phone. But okay. But yeah. What they doing at Kev on stage? That Kev on stage is like a member of our household, bitch.
I can tell. Because you know what? Last time I was, me and Mr. Al were talking, and he was saying some stuff, and I said,
my husband does not tell her to call him Mr. Al.
Oh, he definitely does. That's what I've decided I'm going to call him. And I love it. And
I'm not calling that.
I'm not going to. Oh, God. Please don't ruin this for me.
I never thought about that.
Ew, stop it. Seriously. Why would you do that?
I'm sorry. I'm always not getting a new wig.
Ew. Another Michael Jackson? Is it going to be Tito?
No, bitch, we got to retire Michael Jackson. I am exhausted with paying $30 every week for Michael Jackson. Corey hit me today and was like, hey, do you want to come get your hair done or what? And I said, well.
Did you forget?
Yeah, because you know, I had already paid him for the hair and everything. He dyed it black like months ago. But when it started snowing,
oh, you were over.
I never rescheduled because work. But I said Thursday. Work. Oh, yeah. Okay. podcast conclusion. Thank you all for listening to our podcast today. This has been lovely. It's been almost 2 hours.
Thank you, everyone, for continuing to listen to us.
Look at the nice voice. I fucking hate this shit.
Excuse me, I work in customer service, and this is my customer service voice, and I will do my best to keep this voice until one of you motherfuckers piss me off.
You will not do your best to keep that voice. Thank you, everyone, for listening.
Until someone makes me upset.
Thank you, Sarita.
And really, all I'll do
thank you, Sarita, for your patience.
I'll talk to one of you motherfuckers, and like, This bitch is trying me. I feel like she's trying me. And I don't know how to. Hey, I don't know what to do.
Remember what I said about home training? I remember that I said it.
What does that mean?
When I made the comment about the people with the home training and how they treat us.
Oh. Please. Guys, what is the golden rule? Treat others the way you want to be treated.
Because I swear to God, if I could show up at some of you motherfuckers' jobs, I would proofread out loud.
Not even at your jobs. Honestly.
I'm coming to your job.
Honestly.
I'm giving my feedback.
If I could just really give you the energy that you give me, bitch. And what you don't understand is that it's already in me to give. It's already right there.
Her very close friends get it a lot.
I make an effort to be polite to the motherfucking public. Y'all don't know. I make a real effort. Especially when y'all talk to me crazy,
and they're like, "Oh, Boomy's so sweet. Who's so sweet?"
I have to look around the room like, who?
I don't know who they're talking to. Y'all don't even know I'm the nice one. And bitch, I be losing customers when I respond to my DMs.
She's not lying, guys. She's not lying. I told y'all I was raised by Africans. Nice doesn't mean anything to anyone.
Good night, y'all.
Bye.
Thank you, Serena.
Bye, Serena. Bye.
This is the Beads and Butter Podcast. Listen on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Spotify.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.